From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Myanmar's de facto national leader Aung San Suu Kyi, facing outrage over ethnic violence in the country, will not attend the upcoming UN General Assembly because of the Muslim Rohingya crisis. Samantha Vattis reports.
As international pressure mounts on Myanmar's leader, Aung San Suu Kyi will be a no-show at next week's UN General Assembly. Her office confirming the news on Wednesday, saying she'll miss the meeting in New York as she tries to bring the violent and unstable situation in her country under control. Suu Kyi defended her government's efforts to resolve the Rohingya Muslim crisis at the UN last year. Since then, it's got far worse, and she's being slammed for not doing enough to end the violence, which has been labelled ethnic cleansing. Some critics are even calling for her to be stripped of her Nobel Peace Prize. Hundreds of thousands of minority Muslims have fled the bloodshed, which has killed hundreds. The army calls it a counter-strike after attacks by Rohingya insurgents, but refugees say the army is trying to drive the stateless Muslim minority out of the country.
Correspondent Samantha Vattis. An estimated 370,000 minority Muslims have crossed the border, fleeing a violent military crackdown. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Wednesday the displacement of hundreds of thousands of the members of the Rohingya community can only be described as ethnic cleansing. A young girl detonated a suicide bomb in a mosque in northern Cameroon early Wednesday, killing at least five worshippers and wounding others. The 12- or 13-year-old girl entered the mosques after the first call for prayer, according to the governor of the Mijiawa-Bakari region near the Nigerian border. This is VOA News.